Only £10,000 to go. News, MD, to attempt climb and bike ride as we near our £100,000 target. Southwark News and Weekender MD, Chris Mullany, is attempting to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and then cycle from London to Paris in 24 hours in the space of a month as the team close in on their £100,000 target for Evelina Children's Hospital. Since 2013, we have been fundraising to raise money for vital equipment for the hospital, which straddles the borders of Southwark and Lambeth, admitting nearly 100,000 children every year. And now we're just £10,000 off our ambitious target. As a business, we have swum the English Channel, climbed the three highest peaks in the UK in 24 hours, staged a full Monty show on the Old Kent Road, painted portraits, sung Christmas carols at Tower Bridge, and swum the Hellespont between Asia and Europe. Friends, family, and readers of our papers have knitted, raffled, run marathons, swum in the Channel team. School children have held fundraising days. The leader of the Southwark Council has spent a day performing the hardest jobs of his staff, from rat-catching to bin-emptying. The former mayor of Southwark has hosted a charity night at the Globe. There's been a Charlie Chaplin fun run, supermarket donations, Dulwich Hamlet charity football match, and a classic car rally in Italy. There have been fundraising days in the Market Square in Bermondsey, councillors doing strip teases in the snow, and a local firm, Southwark Metals, stepped in with an incredible £20,000 cheque. Having completed a number of challenges as part of the appeal, Chris is now having a final personal push, asking for support for the climb and cycle. As ever, all of his costs are covered by himself, and 100% of the donations are going directly to Evelina. Chris will fly out to Tanzania this Friday, taking 8 days, hopefully, to trek up to the summit of the highest freestanding mountain in the world, which stands 5,895 metres, that is 19,341 feet, above sea level, sleeping in a tent and covering over 70 kilometres. To reach the summit, he will average over 10 hours a day, battling altitude sickness with a final summit day of over 16 hours trekking up from tropical rainforest to a summit temperature as low as minus 20 degrees centigrade. All being well, he will then cycle with two friends from London to Paris in September, hopefully completing the 180-mile route in under 24 hours. We've come so far with the appeal, and it would be fantastic to get into the final few thousands and finally to hit, said Chris. I think most people are fed up with sponsoring me, so hopefully the double whammy will loosen a few purse strings. I don't have a bike yet, so the London to Paris cycle part is worrying me even more than the Kilimanjaro part. If any readers would like to sponsor me or just donate towards the title, you can do so at http://uk.virginmoneygiving.com/team/Evelina_2013. Alternatively, you can pledge a donation by email to me at chris@southwarknews.co.uk and not pay up until I complete both parts of the challenge. That will be a great motivation.